Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We spent a lot of time talking about the next big thing in tech, the shiny gadgets, the consumer apps. But today, I want to start with a scenario that is, well, it's practically a nightmare for anyone running a serious business.
A nightmare. That's a strong start.
It is, but hear me out. Imagine you have built something incredible. Let's say it's a massive software platform. It solves a huge, complex problem. It works. But it does so much that explaining it to the world feels impossible.
Oh, okay.
You have this Ferrari of a product, but you're keeping it in the garage because you can't figure out how to describe the engine to regular people without, putting them to sleep.
Right, the complexity trap. But this is actually a classic problem in B2B marketing. You suffer from information density, you have way too much to say, and the market has a very, very short attention span.
Exactly. So today we are going to try and solve that problem. We are looking at a specific case study to see how you can take a complex beast of a product and use a new kind of content engine to, well, to tell its story automatically.
And the players in this case study are fascinating. On one side, we have the client, a platform called Beams 360.
And on the other side, the solution, a tool called Auto Content API.
Right.
And just to set the stage here, Beams 360 isn't just some gradebook app. I was digging through their documentation, and honestly, calling it a school management system feels like a huge
Oh,
understatement.
absolutely. It's more like an operating system for an entire campus.
It really is.
It's an ERP enterprise resource planning, but specifically for education. And if you look at the source material, they describe the problem they solve as administrative chaos.
Which, let's be honest, is the default state for most schools.
It is. I mean, think about the average school. You've got the academic side grades report cards, then you've got operations, billing, payroll, inventory.
Then the logistics, the school buses, hostel management.
Right. And usually a school has five or six different, totally disconnected software systems to handle all this. One for the library, one for the accountant, one for the registrar.
And none of them talk to each other.
Yeah.
Not a chance. So Beans 360 comes in and says, look, we unify everything. Academics, operations, growth, communication. They have modules for everything from biometric attendance to a parent app.
And that breadth is impressive, but that brings us right back to my nightmare scenario. I'm looking at their pricing here. The advanced plan is practically $2,000 a month.
That's a serious investment.
It is. You aren't selling a $10 subscription to a teacher. You are selling a $24,000 a year infrastructure to a board of directors.
Exactly.
So if I'm the marketing director for Beams 360, I'm sweating. Because I don't just have one customer. I have to sell to the principal who cares about grades. I have to sell to the accountant who cares about billing. I have
Yeah.
to sell to the IT guy who cares about security. And I have to sell to the HR manager.
Precisely. You have distinct buyer personas, and they all speak different languages. The principal doesn't care about the payroll module, and the accountant couldn't care less about the library software.
So to do this right, I need to create specialized content for all of them. I need a video for the accountant, a podcast for the principal. A brochure for the IT guy.
And that is the production bottleneck, creating high quality, tailored content for five different personas across what, 30 different features? That requires a massive marketing team.
Which brings us to the second player in our story, Auto Content API. Now, I have to be the skeptic for a second here. When I see AI content tool, I immediately think of ChatGPT.
Sure.
I think of typing in a prompt and getting a generic, slightly robotic blog post. Is that what we were talking about here?
No, and that's a crucial distinction. The sources describe Auto Content API as programmable content infrastructure. It's not a chatbot you talk to, it's a headless engine.
Headless. That sounds a bit ominous. Break that down for me.
In tech, headless just means it doesn't have a front-end interface. No website where you log in and type. It's an API.
Application programming interface.
Right. It's designed to be built into your business workflows. You don't chat with it. You feed it raw data, like a URL, a PDF, or a database row, and it automatically manufactures media on the other end.
Okay, I like the analogy of manufacturing. So ChatGPT is like a personal assistant. I ask it to write a letter, it writes a letter.
Right.
Auto Content API is like a factory line. I dump raw materials in the hopper and finished products come out on the conveyor belt.
Exactly. And the economics of that factory line are what make this so interesting for a company like Beams 360.
The cost difference is wild. I was looking at the comparison. A human produced podcast episode, scripting, recording, editing costs what? Anywhere from $150 to $500 on the low end?
And that's being conservative. Professional production is in the thousands.
Right. And Auto Content API claims they can generate a podcast episode for 10 credits, which is like, what, 20 cents?
Roughly, yes. And a short video for about €4 versus hundreds of dollars for a manual edit.
Okay, but here's where I get skeptical again. 20 cents. You get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
If Beams 360 is trying to sell a $2,000 product, they can't have their marketing sound like a GPS navigation voice reading a script.
No, absolutely not.
Does it actually sound good enough to sell high-ticket software?
That is the big question. But if you listen to the samples referenced in the source, the conversational style has gotten incredibly good.
Yeah.
We aren't talking about text-to-speech from 2015.
Oh.
We're talking about two AI hosts who banter, they interrupt each other, they have distinct personalities. It's about passing the Turing test of engagement.
So the idea is to move from scarcity, where we can only afford to make, say, one video a month, to abundance, where we can just flood the zone.
Exactly. So let's play this out. We are now the consultants for Beams 360. We have this massive, complex product, and we have this content factory. How do we use it?
Well, the first problem Beams needs to solve is trust. If I'm a school principal, I'm terrified of changing my software. If I pick the wrong system, the whole school could shut down. I get fired. I don't care about features. I care about safety.
Social proof. That's the only way to mitigate that risk.
Right. And Beams 360 actually has some great testimonials. I saw one from a Philip Bailey at Reigate Grammar School. He talked about moving from Salesforce to Beams.
Mm-hmm. And another from Dr. Jacqueline at Sri and I International School.
Okay, but where are those testimonials right now?
They're just text on a website, maybe a photo of the person.
And that's the problem. In the TikTok era, text is the lowest form of currency. People skim it. They don't feel it.
So you're suggesting we feed those text quotes into the API?
Yes. Imagine taking that paragraph from Philip Bailey about how Beams brought clarity across operations. You feed that into the Auto Content API's podcast endpoint.
Okay.
Suddenly, you have a 3-minute audio clip where two hosts are discussing the story of Reigate Grammar School. They are unpacking the quote, explaining why moving from Salesforce was such a big deal.
So instead of a prospective client skimming a quote, they're listening to a success story while they drive to work.
Exactly. It turns a static asset into a dynamic narrative. But don't stop there. You take that same text and you hit the video endpoint.
Now, this is where I paused when reading the notes. AI avatars. Are you sure about this?
I had the same reaction.
Because I've seen some AI avatars that look, well, let's just say, uncanny valley.
Yeah.
Creepy eyes, mouth moving weirdly. Does that hurt the brand?
It's a valid concern. 2 years ago, I would have said, yes, avoid it. But the tech has leaped forward. The new generation of avatars, especially for short-form content like TikTok or LinkedIn Shorts, is remarkably effective.
And you have to remember the context. You aren't making a feature film. You're delivering information.
So you're picturing a vertical video, maybe with an avatar of a professional-looking presenter reading the testimonial or highlighting the key stats.
Yes. Imagine you're scrolling LinkedIn. You see a crisp video with a caption, "How Reigate Grammar Ditched Salesforce." The avatar speaks the key points perfectly. It's engaging visually. It stops the scroll.
And the cost to produce that manually would have been a day of filming and editing.
The API does it in minutes for a few dollars.
Okay, so we've tackled the trust problem with testimonials. But what about the complexity problem? We mentioned earlier that Beams has modules for everything. Biometric, attendance, hostel management, transport.
This is where the dwell time factor comes in.
Dwell time.
It's an SEO metric, basically how long someone stays on your webpage. The source mentions that embedding a video on a landing page makes it 53 times more likely to rank on Google's first page.
53 times. That is a staggering number.
It is. Google loves video because people love video. But here's the issue. Beams 360 has, what, let's say 30 different modules?
Right.
To make a high-quality explainer video for each one, here's how the hostel module works, here's how the transport module works. That is a massive project.
Yeah. Usually you just make one generic overview video and hope for the best.
Which is a mistake.
Yeah.
Because the parent worrying about the school bus doesn't care about the grade book. They want to see the bus tracking.
So we use the API to basically clone their documentation.
Precisely. Beams 360 already has the documentation. They have the help files that explain how the transport module works. You feed those text files right into the API.
And out comes a 60-second video for every single module.
Yes, a video that visually walks through the features. And here's the so what. for the listener. This isn't just about marketing. It's about customer support.
Oh, that's an interesting angle. How so?
Think about the poor support team at Beams. Every September, when school starts, they probably get flooded with the same calls. How do I add a new bus route? How do I register a student in the hostel?
And they have to answer that same question 500 times.
But if you have these API-generated explainer videos, you embed them right in the dashboard. When a user clicks transport, the video is right there. Here's how to add a route.
So the user watches the video instead of calling support.
Exactly. One of the user testimonials for auto content actually mentioned this explicitly. They saw fewer support tickets already. You are deflecting human work with automated content. You're saving money on the support side while making the user experience better.
That's a double win. Okay, let's think bigger. Beams 360 seems to be based in Malaysia. A lot of the clients are in Kuala Lumpur.
Mm-hmm.
But their website talks about global education technology exhibitions. They clearly want to conquer the world.
That's the dream. But global expansion usually breaks the bank because of language.
Right. You can't just launch in Brazil with English videos. You need Portuguese. You can't launch in the Middle East without Arabic.
And traditionally, that means hiring local agencies, a Spanish marketing team, a Chinese marketing team. It's incredibly slow and expensive.
And this is where the translation capability of the API comes in.
It's more than just translation, it's localization. The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. So take that podcast we just made about Reigate Grammar School.
The one in English.
Yes. Beans can run that through the API and instantly generate a Spanish version, a Mandarin version, an Arabic version.
Wait, does it just translate the text or does it actually generate the audio in that language?
It generates the audio. So now you have Spanish-speaking AI hosts discussing the Reigate Grammar case study.
That is powerful. It allows a company in Malaysia to sound like a multinational conglomerate without hiring a single person in those countries.
It multiplies their total addressable market, their TAM, overnight. They can test a market like Vietnam for the cost of a few API credits. If the content gets traction, then maybe they hire a salesperson. But the content comes first.
It's the fake it till you make it strategy, but on a global scale.
I prefer scale it till you make it.
Fair enough. Now, I want to talk about the strategy that sounds the most technical, but might be the most profitable. Programmatic SEO.
PSEO. This is a buzzword that often gets a bad rap.
Yeah. When I hear programmatic SEO, I think of those spammy websites that have thousands of pages like best plumber in Akron, best plumber in Seattle, and they are all identical garbage.
Google usually bans those, right?
They do, and they should. That's called thin content. If you just swap the city name and keep the text the same, Google knows you're gaming the system.
So how does Auto Content API fix that? Because Beams 360 definitely wants to rank for school management system in Dubai. Or school management system in Singapore.
Of course.
The key is high-value programmatic content. You can't just swap the name. You have to change the substance.
But how do you do that automatically? You can't research 500 cities manually.
The API can. It has a deep research endpoint.
How does that work?
Let's say you want to build the page for international schools in Dubai. The API goes out to the live web. It reads the Financial Times, local government education sites, local news.
Okay.
It finds out. What are the specific compliance laws for schools in Dubai right now? What are the new curriculum requirements?
So it actually learns about the local context.
Yes. And then it feeds that specific data into the content generator. So the podcast it creates isn't just Beams is great for Dubai. It's how Beams helps you meet the new KHDA compliance standards in Dubai.
Wow. Okay, that is a massive difference. That's actually useful content for a principal in Dubai.
Exactly. And because it includes unique local information and audio, and video Google sees it as a high-quality page, the dwell time goes up because people are listening to the local analysis. You create a moat of thousands of hyper-relevant pages that your competitors simply can't match because they can't afford to write them by hand.
It effectively turns the spammy tactic into a value-add tactic. That is smart.
It's about relevance at scale.
Okay, we've talked a lot about marketing, but I want to pivot slightly before we wrap up. We've been focusing on how Beams talks to the outside world. Is there a use case for the inside world?
You mean for the Beams team themselves?
Yeah. I mean, if you're a sales rep for Beams, you're busy. You're on the road. You need to know what's happening in EdTech, but you don't have time to read 50-page industry reports.
This is the sales intelligence angle.
Mm-hmm.
The Auto Content API has a feature called recurring research. You can set up triggers.
Like a Google alert.
But better. A Google alert just gives you links. You still have to read them. This system takes the links, reads them, synthesizes them, and turns them into a daily audio briefing.
So imagine the Beam sales team. It's 8:00 a.m. They are driving to a client meeting.
And in their car, they get a customized 5-minute podcast episode. Good morning. Here's what happened in Southeast Asian EdTech yesterday. Competitor X just raised prices. The Ministry of Education in Singapore announced a new digital initiative.
That makes the sales rep sound like a genius in the meeting. Oh, did you hear about the new ministry initiative?
Exactly. It keeps the team mentally available. It creates a smarter workforce without requiring them to do extra homework. It's using the content engine for internal leverage.
So if we zoom out, we are seeing a shift here. We used to think of content as a creative project. You hire a writer, you hire a videographer, it's art.
And art is slow. Art is expensive.
Right. But what Beam's 360 and Auto Content API represent is a shift to content as utility, like electricity. It's just there. You flip a switch and the content flows to wherever it's needed, marketing, support, sales.
That is the core philosophy. You decouple the ideation, which is the human part, knowing what to say, from the execution, which is the machine part, knowing how to package it. Beams knows the school business. Auto Content handles the packaging.
Now, before we go, I have one final thought, and this one is a bit of a inception moment.
Let's hear it.
We've been talking about how Beams 360 can use this API to sell their own software.
Right.
But remember, Beams 360 is a platform used by thousands of schools.
Okay.
What if Beams 360 integrated the Auto Content API into their own product as a feature for the schools?
Oh, I see where you're going. You mean giving the content superpowers to the principals?
Exactly. Think about the biggest pain point for schools: parent engagement. Parents never read the newsletters. They are too busy.
It's true. The weekly PDFs go straight to the trash.
So imagine the scenario. It's Friday afternoon. The principal is tired. She logs into Beams 360. She goes to the communication module. She types 3 bullet points. Football game tonight at 7. Parent-teacher meeting Tuesday. Cafeteria is serving pizza on Wednesday. Oh. She hits one button, generate weekly update. And the Beams platform, using the API in the background, instantly creates a 3-minute school news podcast. A friendly voice, maybe even a voice clone of the principal herself, reads the announcements, adds a little cheerful music, maybe throws in a joke about the pizza.
And that gets pushed automatically to the parents' app.
Yes. Parents won't read a PDF, but they will listen to a 3-minute update while they are driving to pick up their kids.
That is brilliant. It turns Beams from just a database into a media company for schools.
And because the API is white label, the schools don't even know it's a third-party tool. They just think Beams is magic. It becomes a huge value-add feature, the media pack.
You know, I think you just gave their product team a million-dollar roadmap idea. That is the ultimate stickiness. A school isn't going to cancel the software that produces their weekly podcast.
Exactly. It's the future of software. It doesn't just manage your data. It tells your story for you.
Well, if anyone from Beam 360 is listening, that one is on the house.
Just send us a thank you note. Or better yet, have the API generate one for us.
Liu Che.
Thanks for diving in with us today. It's a brave new world of automation out there, and we are just scratching the surface.
Indeed we are. Until next time.